At their best, the holidays are time for family and friends and for the giving and receiving of gifts. Join me this week for a brief but heartfelt Christmas greeting from Texas. When I first presented this Christmas greeting 5 years ago, I offered it to listeners as a holiday surprise with no introduction. So here once again is the night before Sandy, my original Christmas poem written and spoken with a Texas flair. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you have a wondrous Christmas and a very happy New Year.
Okay, y'all kids, come in close, and I'm going to read something to you written by my old friend C.W. about what happened to him one Christmas Eve long time back. You ready? 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the barn, all the horses were bedded and snuggled and warm. I put up old Rocket, who just threw a shoe, and after I brushed him, had chores left to do. Well, then I heard me a jingle, and the loudest of thuds. In stepped an old cowhand, boots covered in mud. Well, his eyes were a-twinkling like two shiny berries, and his little round cheeks were as red as two cherries. And when he raised up his hand and he called me by name, I took a step backward, and he did the same. Well, I shook in my boots for a terrible while, but I settled right down when he said with a smile, "Whoa, easy there, partner. I mean you no harm. Just bringing some cheer to these ranches and farms." And then he dumped out his sack on the old wooden floor, and it looked like that stranger had been to the store. There were new spurs for me, and for Dan there was jerky. There were gloves and new rope and a fat Christmas turkey. There was gingham for Mama and toys for the kids, and he let out a giggle as out it all slid. And then he tipped his 10-gallon and mounted his colt, took off in a flash like a greased lightning bolt. But he stopped at the gate before he rode out of sight, and he let out a shout in the dark Texas night. "Y'all have you the happiest Christmas, you hear? Work hard and ride easy till I come back next year." So I just gotta say, when I think of that sight, Merry Christmas from Texas, and to all, a good night. Well, that's C.W.'s story, and knowing him, every word of it is true. He's just that kind of guy. Well, listen. Y'all kids hear what I hear? Y'all better get on the bed. It's Christmas Eve.
This week, as we celebrate Christmas, I have only one question. What will you do this year to stay heartfully present with yourself and with those around you? What will you do this year to stay heartfully present with yourself and equally present with those around you? You and the ones you care about deserve to experience that. As I say each week, my light with your light. I'm happy we can engage this way as we consider things that matter and what to do about them. If nothing else, I hope you feel inspired to look more deeply at ways of caring for yourself. You can be further inspired by visiting my friends at Cosmos Journal. That's K-O-S-M-O-S Journal. Their mission is to inform, inspire, and engage global transformation in harmony with all life. You can easily find them online at cosmosjournal.org. And at thebeautifulquestion.com, you can read the illustrated transcript of each podcast as you listen. We've also included an archive of all previous podcasts, including guided relaxation audios that can help you practice letting go on a daily basis. If you find these podcasts useful, I encourage you to share them and tell others about them. That's a great way of helping me get a voice of calm and collaboration and balance and encouragement out into the world. I'm Scott Lennox, and this week at Christmas, this has been The Beautiful Question. The Beautiful Question is a One Light production, written, produced, and engineered by Scott Lennox at Heart Rock Studios in Fort Worth, Texas, as a way of paying forward to life, being fully present, becoming better engaged with things that truly matter in a complex world, and committing to a healthier future for all of us.